Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Cup of Morning Roast.
I'm off, I'm out.
Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky.
Take
him out. You listen to 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast.
After 210 days from that disaster in Las Vegas in February 11th and what happened in overtime, the Niners are finally back on the field, taking on the New York Jets today. It's been a long road. Been a long road to get to this point. The hold-ins, the hold-outs, who's getting traded, who's not getting traded, who's coming back, Armstead's gone. Ricky Pearsall, this first-round pick, who's he going to be? Is he replacing somebody? Damn, what do you know? He's in the hospital, got shot, nearly lost his life. Now he's back, but he's going to be out for the first four games. But all that goes away. Kickoff at 5:15, Monday Night Football against the New York Jets, and I can finally get past last season. Well, we'll probably never get past last season, but we can finally turn the page and look ahead to what this team will be, what the 2024 Niners will look like. Are they deeper? Are they better? Are they more athletic? Where's Shanahan at? Did Purdy get better? Debo looks like he's in great shape. So many questions that we have, and we'll start to get some answers tonight, Shasky, against the Jets.
It's a big one. It's a big one for the 49ers, and I'm taking one of my buddies, Jamie D, who is a sad,
I can't believe
Jets,
this.
Mets, Knicks fan.
How could
I believe Stu Gotts is the exact same thing. A Jets, Mets, Knicks fan. He's from New York. He's one of my homies. He's never been to a Levi Stadium, so I said, let's go to the game. And he's a diehard Jets fan, and why not? Rocco's joining me. You know, we're doing the three for two. We're going in there.
I hear you. What's 3 for 2?
I'll tell you off air.
Yeah, I don't know what the 3 for 2, but I mean,
I've got two seats, but there's three of us going. Let's just call it that.
No, just enough said. I know.
Michelle won't let me take the little guy. She says bedtime's at 8 o'clock at night. I said, "Hun, it's freaking Monday Night Football. His first game needs to be a Monday Night Football game." She says, "I think his first game is going to be that Chiefs game." And I'm like, "You know what? I'm not mad at that, but I think I'm going to take him Sunday night against the Cowboys, and we'll just figure it out."
But first game be against the Patriots?
No, that's we're not doing the Patriots.
Why?
Because we're not doing that.
It's a win.
It's not good enough.
It's a W on the board.
First game's got to be memorable for me.
Well, for him. Jeez. What's wrong with you, man? 3-for-2, you're going to ruin everything for everybody. All right, let's bring in Stugatz. Let's bring in our boy Stugatz from Dan Lepper's Art Show. And by the way, you got the applause button? You got the applause button? Who the hell needs ESPN? We got Peacock following up Dan Patrick. What is that, Stugatz? Long time no talk, buddy. Wow, you've come up. 20
years. What is going on? Listen, guys, I was listening to you on the front end there. Like, I'm certain the Bengals thought that was going to be a win yesterday. So I'm with you on, like, the Patriots. You can't just chalk it up as a win. You can't do that.
Hey, well, I did chalk it up yesterday. I'm out of all my survivor pleas. So. So that's done.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's done. So God, that is done.
What's it like being a Jets, Mets, Knicks fan? Because that's what you are, right? My buddy Jamie's the same thing, and the poor guy just has no sports love in his life.
Oh, no, I hate sports. I mean, it's weird that I work at it, that I traffic in sports, but I am a Mets fan, I'm a Jets fan, I'm a Knicks fan. New York, you have two choices. I'm also an Islander fan, and that's the only team that's made me feel good. Yeah, but they made me feel good. And I was growing up in the 80s with four straight Stanley Cups, and they went to a fifth, loss to Wayne Gretzky, Yari Curry, Mark Messier, and all those guys. And I think they won the next four. I had 86 with the Mets. I've had nothing, absolutely nothing with the Jets. So you have decisions to make in New York. Jets or Giants. You have, you know, Rangers and Islanders. You have Mets and Yankees. And then we're all saddled with that crappy organization, the Knicks. And I made all the wrong choices. I mean, that's it. I made all the wrong choices.
Except for
I went out to Shea Stadium. The Jets were playing at Shea Stadium in, like, the early 80s. And I went out because I live right by there. And I went out to a game. And if you remember that team, the Sack Exchange, Richard Todd, like, they were just good enough and just exciting enough to suck an 8-year-old me into their organization. And so, unfortunately, I am saddled with this team for the rest of my life.
Talking to Stugatz, joining us on the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? If you would have waited a couple years, you would have been able to root on Bill Parcells, Bill Belichick, Lawrence Taylor, and been a big Blue fan. Come on, Stugatz. Yeah. And in the match, of course.
But now I'd be stuck with Daniel Jones.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah. And at least you got a 30-for-30 coming. We just had Marty Lyons on last week.
He was good.
He was part of the Sack Exchange. So at least you got a 30-for-30 coming up out of that, Stugatz.
Yeah, I know. But here's the thing with the 30-for-30s on the Jets, right? Like, they can only do it on specific like units within the team, right? They can never do it on an individual team. It's got to be about Mark Gastineau, Joe Klecko, Marty Lyons, Abdul Salam. That was my favorite team. That's how I became a Jet fan. But they can't do a 30-for-30 on the Jets. I guess they could do on how lousy they are. But they have to find, like, a specific unit. Like, maybe they'll do one on Revis next, you know?
Yeah, Revis Island, right? Holding out, run out hard knocks. So what's the secret, though? You, Levitar, 20 years in the game, man. 20 years in the game. That's unprecedented in the radio industry. What's the secret sauce to that?
Wow, that's a great question. Dan putting up with me, me putting up with Dan. No, but there's some seriousness in that where, you know, I would say over the last 20 years, I have spent more time with Levitard than my wife. Like, I've spent more time with Levitard than my own family. And so I think the key to, and thank you guys, because you're right, there's not a lot of radio shows that last this long. The key to our shows, we've never lost sight, is knowing your roles, not taking yourself too seriously, knowing that the people next to you and around you care about you. So when you walk that fine line of funny, sometimes funny can be mean, but you know it's coming from a caring place. So I think the most important thing really is just kind of, you know, there's not a ton of ego. There's some, but there's not a ton of ego. We all know our roles. We all know how we each contribute into making our show that's something unique, different, and special. And we have all, for 20 years, kind of stuck to that role, knowing, even though he doesn't announce it, knowing that there is one man in charge, and that man is Dan Levitard. We just kind of bounce around him, react to him. And as years have gone by, you know, we've started making more fun of him than he's making of us. So, so that's it, just really knowing your roles and knowing what makes a good show and knowing that we're all contributing to what is a good show.
Yeah, man. Bonte's the journalist who's on television on our show, and I very much am in the similar role that you've been in the last few years. I beg this guy to get me on TV all the time, and he has no chance. He's over there. He's spooning with Chris Mullin every single night during Warrior games, and it just makes me sick. I don't get a FaceTime. I don't get a text. I don't get nothing.
No, he gets FaceTime.
Difficult.
No, Stu Gatz.
This role is difficult.
This is the problem here, Stu Gatz. He gets his name mentioned on the damn postgame show every single day. Then my fiance's like, well, it was Shasky. He just said, we spend segments on Shasky. He doesn't even realize that he wants more. See, the disease of me, greed. No. You don't have greed, Stu Gatz.
No. He wants to be the guy on TV. You're missing it.
Exactly.
Right, he wants all your gigs, he wants all your roles, he wants all your money, he wants all your pain. He doesn't want to be talked about, he wants to do the talking. And I understand that, but I would ask you this. Is your show, if you left and went to do something else, would you have as much success as you're having right now?
No.
No, you'd have more success.
Well, that's your answer, man.
He'd have more success.
Hey, Stu.
I'm the anchor in the show, Stu Gatz. By the way, I heard Stu Gatz is out there. Little Birdie told me you're out there in Mexico about a year ago having fun at a Grateful Dead concert. And you brought us up. Stu Gatz, true story.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, no, Bully's wife, Liz, was saying, oh, I rented this guy Stu Gatz, and he brought you guys up for the morning roast or whatnot. I was like, what? Stu Gatz?
I did.
You remember that?
Yes, no, I do. Listen, when I'm at dead shows and I'm doing what I'm doing, whatever that may be for that particular night, yes, what I'm always doing, what I'm doing, the way I lead conversations is with the morning roast. Yes.
Hey, Stu, Aaron Rodgers and the Niners, we've plowed this terrain so many times. Yeah. You can't grow anything on this terrain, but like, oh, the Niners should have had him. They should have drafted him. Oh, then they've played him a million times in the playoffs and they've owned him. And like from afar, we all realize like this is one of the greatest players to ever play the game, period. But he doesn't have the second Super Bowl that you have to be in that upper echelon of the greatest players of all time discussion. What are you going to get from this guy this year? Because that's the biggest question, I feel like, in the entire NFL right now.
I said earlier on the show, if I get five plays, I'll be happy. Not four. Just give me a fifth play. Let me see a fifth play. Give me a first down. I'll be happy. I don't know what we're going to get from this guy. I don't think anyone knows. Maybe Aaron does. I doubt that even. I don't think anyone knows what we're going to get from a guy who, yes, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, was the back-to-back MVP. I think he threw a combined 9 interceptions in 2 seasons. He was that good at Green Bay. But now you're dealing with a guy 40, coming off an Achilles, hasn't played football in 16 months. And so I don't know if anyone really knows what to expect. I will tell you this. If he is healthy with that team, and I will say this about Joe Douglas, he has done a tremendous job drafting. He has done a tremendous job of putting the pieces around Aaron Rodgers in order for the Jets to have success. I would say if Aaron Rodgers could even be Aaron Rodgers, his last season in Green Bay, that would have been, it wasn't great, but it would have been the greatest season a quarterback's ever had in Jets history. If you give me that kind of season, if you tell me Rodgers is going to play 16 or 17 games with and Tyrod Taylor's coming off the bench now to back him up, so if he has to give him a start or two, he could do that. If you tell me he gives you a 16, anywhere between 15 and 17 games, with their surrounding talent, I would tell you the Jets are going to be a playoff team.
So. Yeah. I want to ask you more about the Jets here, but I know you got a hard out here, Stu Gatz, here on the River Islands guest line. The Tyreek Hill situation yesterday, how bizarre was that?
I was telling Dan, that guy, because, sometimes football players are hard to recognize. Like, that guy needs to drive around in his car wearing his uniform with a helmet on. The fact that that happened right outside his own stadium. Now, people were there, and they said he was driving fast. We had Jeff Darlington on this morning. Jeff Darlington just happens to be the guy that's always there when athletes are getting arrested before they go out and play. He's 2 for 2 this year, and we had some fun with that. The whole story is weird. Like, Calais Campbell approaching the cops because he's like, hey, you know who that guy is? And then Calais Campbell, who was the NFL Man of the Year at one point, he also got arrested. He also got detained, I should say. So it was just one of those, I know reporters are still looking into it. It's a crazy situation. You would think that the officers around that stadium who are assigned to that game would know who Tyreek Hill is and would give him a pass once they realized what he was doing, what was going on. Maybe there's more to the story. I don't know. All I do know is when Tyreek Hill goes out on a football field, listen, off the field, you can question him all you want. But on the football field, He's a top three player in the NFL. He's crazy.
Oh, he's a stud.
Top three dad, too, with the handcuffs.
Dan does this thing on
that was great, right?
Does this thing on your guys' show. Like, he doesn't know what quarterbacks are any good. And he believes that, like, a lot of these guys could throw up certain numbers, X, Y, and Z. And this is regarding, like, Tua, because that's a big thing. Tua got a big contract. If I gave Brock Purdy that exact same contract, how would you react to that as a non-San Francisco 49er fan? Because he's a lightning rod, Brock Purdy is out here.
No, he is. It's interesting because, first off, I think your coach and that quarterback, they have some pressure on them. Like, it's time to win. It's time not just make the Super Bowl. Kyle Shanahan, it's time to win. Like, you have all the pieces. Go win if you're the genius coach. I would probably laugh if Brock Purdy got that kind of money. But here's the interesting thing. Because you wonder if it's Kyle Shanahan or if it's actually Brock Purdy. Same things you wonder with Tua, right? But think about what Tua did yesterday. He got the big deal. Three guys, quarterbacks, got the big deal in the offseason, right? Trevor Lawrence, Tua, and Jordan Love. He beat Trevor Lawrence yesterday, and Trevor Lawrence was not very good. He was shut out in the second half. I didn't hear any fuss when Trevor Lawrence signed that big deal. It kind of just happened, and that was it. They moved on. The other guy was Jordan Love. And Jordan Love is now out 5 to 6 weeks. And I don't want to say it's funny, but the interesting thing about this whole discussion, Tua was the guy that couldn't stay healthy, right? Tua was the guy. And now Jordan Love is the guy who goes out. Jordan Love got paid based on 8 games of and 1 playoff game of an NFL season. Tua's had 2 years where he's been really, really good. But as it relates to answer your question on Brock Purdy, I'd laugh. Like, I don't think Brock Purdy, to me, Jimmy Garoppolo got you to a Super Bowl. I don't think Brock Purdy is the reason the Niners are good. I think all the surrounding parts are the reasons that the 49ers are good.
All right, Jets, Niners, how does it end for you tonight, Stugatz? Will you be miserable tomorrow morning?
Yeah, it ends with the Jets in last place. I cannot believe those three teams. Like, we're in last place right now, and that's going to continue. I think the Niners are going to win tonight. But I cannot believe the Dolphins. I cannot believe the Patriots. And I can't, like, think about it. It was looking good, guys. Bills were down early. Yep. Dolphins were down at half. And the Patriots were trying to have Jacoby Brissett. So I was feeling pretty good. But all three teams won. The Jets play San Francisco. Those three teams are 1-0. We'll be 0-1.
Travis Etienne, take care of the football. When do you guys debut on Peacock, Stugatz?
We debuted already. Has it already happened? Yeah, but we're on in so many places. I have trouble. Like, I don't know. Man, I have no idea.
Yeah, no, they're like, on Max, Bleacher Report.
Did you guys find yourself, like, scrambling to find football yesterday because we're all getting old and we don't know what's going on?
Well, TV. YouTube
TV had me pretty dialed in. Yeah, they know my algorithm. My wife's got all the housewives on her thing. On my account, it's like NFL in your face. Click, and then I just lied there with the little guy, and we watched football all day.
Let me say this, Stugatz. The TV money's been so good for me that I have my own separate YouTube account. My wife does the Hulu. So, boom, we're done. You go to Hulu,
and you wonder,
I go to YouTube.
And you wonder why your co-host is so jealous and envious.
Thank you. As he shoves it down my throat.
Hey, the Warriors didn't make the playoffs this year. We didn't go out the country for a vacation. Pockets hurt, Stugatz.
They haven't done enough for your career.
They've done nothing. Damn it, Warriors. Let's go, Steph. I need more than a gold medal.
Still, you're a big fan. Love you guys' work. Thanks for coming on.
Love you guys, and I can't wait to go to my next debt show and talk Morning Roast. But here's the key. If you both agree you are better together than you are apart, stay together, guys. That's the key to 20 years.
Stay together. That is the key. Good stuff, Steve.
Al Green, baby.
Al Green.
Let's stay together.
Ripper Island's
As we talk
line.
Dead.
Grateful Dead. Talking Morning Roast. Yeah, I'm on all these drinks or whatnot. Oh, that was funny. Stu got a funny guy, man. That show really is blown up. How's Poppy doing, by the way? I wanted to get that in. I wonder how Poppy's
doing. Oh, he's
doing
well. He's in like retirement mode.
Yeah.
You know, he's in retirement mode, so essentially.
He's not even doing it. You know,
my dad fancied himself the Poppy of our show.
Of course. Come on.
You know?
I can't find the Toms.
Listen. I knew exactly what was going on when Papa Sam started calling. And somebody, when I looked at YouTube, I was like, oh, Papa Chatsky's got his own photo on YouTube. I knew exactly what was going on.
His character.
I was basically Bobani sitting on the side, and there was Papa Chatsky and Chatsky.
Oh, CC, I'm very intrigued. Yes. He's the best. He's the best.
Oh, man. That is funny.
Stu Gotz is the best, though.
He really is the best. He is funny.
But it is funny because, like, this is why, look, I know a lot of people. Look, you bring up the name Brock Purdy, and people have feelings all over. You're disrespecting him, and you're this. It. I think the majority of Niner fans think he's really good. I think the majority of Niner fans, in fact, I almost say unanimously, Niner fans think he's better than Jimmy Garoppolo. Okay? Yeah. Is he the best quarterback in the entire league? I don't think anyone thinks that. I think they think he's really, really high level. But I find it fascinating how everyone around the country who's not a Niner fan looks at Brock Purdy and they think that he is just a figment of the Shanahan offense. Not that he's not decent, right. But that like he would be literally nothing if he didn't play with these players around him and in this particular offense. I think that's harsh. I do. I think that's really harsh. Like, and I'll take it a step further. I'm surprised how many people think that you could put Danny Dimes, a.k.a. Daniel Jones, in this same offense and get comparable production.
Yeah. Who said that?
I think people did say that on the show.
No, somebody on the show said that. I forget.
Well, it was the Eagle guy who came
on. Shore Parks, right?
Oh, Alias Shore Parks, yeah, that dummy. Guy. Yeah, that dummy.
And it's like, what? Hey, hold on. Like, the year that he went to the playoffs, I believe he threw 15 touchdowns, Danny Dimes. And whatever, he ran for like 800 yards that year. He's not a good player.
Oh, that's who it was. It was Spike Eskin.
Okay, well, he's not a good player. Like,
what another idiot.
Would Jalen Hurts look different in the Shanahan offense? Sure. I don't know what it would look like, but I think he'd look different. Just like Brock would look different in a variety of spots. I'll say this, though. Even if I threw Brock onto the Carolina Panthers, I think he'd look better than Bryce Young right now. I think he's non-winning situation.
But here's what I'll say. About the whole playmaker aspect of everything. Oh, he needs playmakers. He needs playmakers.
Everyone does.
That would get so... Joe Burrow yesterday was without T. Higgins. They don't have Joe Mixon. They don't have Boyd in the slot. Mm-hmm. They've lost a lot of playmakers on that offense. How did Burrow look yesterday? He was checked out Charlie.
He threw for like 150 yards.
Yeah, he was checked out Charlie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you need playmakers. There's no knock on that, but how can you elevate your playmakers? Jimmy Garoppolo didn't have three different guys or four different guys with 1,000 scrimmage yards. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, Brandon Ayuk wasn't a 1,000-yard receiver with Jimmy Garoppolo. Deebo Samuel had to run the ball to be effective with Jimmy Garoppolo. He was more effective as a runner than a receiver with Jimmy, basically. So how can you elevate your playmakers? When you get a quarterback who can elevate... So what did Houston do? They had playmakers last year. They added more.
Yeah.
They added more. What did they do with Mahomes? They add more. Of course you need playmakers in today's day and age. How can you elevate these playmakers? That's the difference between the good and great quarterbacks. And Brock Purdy's been really, really good because he's helped elevate these playmakers while they've elevated his play.
So when I watch Jalen Hurts, right, and I'm picking him out in particular, there are times where I'm like, dude, I don't think he understands coverages and sees the field that well, right? Like, I think he's really smart. I think he's a really smart guy. But there's a difference between understanding post-snap in the pocket what you're looking at and where guys are going to go and all that. And that's a whole nother level of sophistication, right? A whole nother level of sophistication. There were times yesterday I'm like, I don't think Herbert's seen it. Now, there are one-off games where Purdy hasn't seen it, right? It just, the Cincinnati game comes to mind. He didn't look right all game, right, in that one. Those are few and far between. I think Purdy would look pretty good, not amazing like he does, but I think he looked pretty good in almost every single system because at the base of what makes him really good is he understands coverages pre and post snap, and he understands what routes people want to run, and I think he's a rhythmic timing thrower who understands how to dice up zone defense. I think that carries into a lot of offenses.
No, it does. Now, I don't know how good Purdy would be in Carolina. I don't know how good he'd be in New York City.
I want to make that clear. I think they would lose.
You need personnel in today's day and age. But we see quarterbacks with playmakers. Like Zach Wilson, for example. The Jets were highly... Everybody's picking the Jets to do something last year. Zach Wilson basically crapped the bed on himself And that offense could not function.
No.
They could not function at all. Derek Carr, we see it at times with the Saints, cannot function. So give Brock Purdy a little respect here, folks, if you're not giving him the proper respect. Brock Purdy's a really good quarterback. He's in the top eight when it comes to quarterback. Hey, we need to draft eight quarterbacks. We need to draft quarterbacks here. You take one, everybody take Mahomes, two, probably take a Josh Allen. Brock Purdy's one of the first eight quarterbacks selected if you're doing an all-quarterback draft.
Let's say I were to like take Mahomes off and put Purdy for Andy Reid. I think Andy Reid and Purdy would be unbelievable together.
It'd be good. It'd be really good.
You know what I mean? Like, unbelievable together. But the point that I'm going at, though, is I think the whole country is sitting here ready to critique the ever-living you-know-what out of Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
At every turn. At every single turn.
And
if you don't think that that's going to happen, watch it tonight. And I hope he just comes out gunslinging, slicing them up.
It is his contract year. There's no doubt about that. Jay York said last offseason, he will reset the quarterback market. And Dak just became the first $60 million man in the league. All that guaranteed money, what did Dak get? $209 guaranteed money or something? $209 million?
But here's the thing with Dak. I think he's a good player. Not a great, like, think he's a good player. You're going to go 11 wins minimum and make the playoffs. Now, where he really falters is in the playoffs. But he's a good player. I think, like, Kirk Cousins. I'm taking Dak over Kirk all day.
Boy, Kirk Cousins. Oof. Oof. We want to talk about a bad contract.
You like that? You like that?
Vernucci, Duke, we'll get you on the other side. We got Shasky's five plays he needs to see today. 888-957-9570. What's your X factor for tonight? Mine is a defensive line. Where's that defensive line going to be? Are they going to be able to slow down a run? Are they going to be able to get after Aaron Rodgers? 888-957-9570 is the number. Your X factors for tonight. As football's finally back in the Bay Area, Niners and Jets, Monday Night Football, highly anticipated season opener. Feel like we've been talking about it for weeks now. Well, it's finally here, and we're all over it. More details about the Hilt on the other side. That'll be brought to you by Safeway.
Hey, it's Verducci from EDH, and you're listening to The Morning Rose with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Sprinkle me, man.
Verducci. DJ Ducci, he had a great time. Look at the Ducci, he's on the line. We'll get to him in just a second. Let me let everybody know that 95.7 The Game is live from the Santa Clara Hilton today. 10-2, Steiny and Goo. So we get an Eagle and Cowboy fan. No, I'm kidding. Steiny's not a fan anymore. But we get a Cowboy fan infiltrating the grounds of Levi Stadium. He'll be there at the Hilton, 10-2. You know he's going to be feeling extra spicy because the Cowboys went crazy yesterday in Cleveland. Willard and Dibs, 2 p.m. until kickoff. Stop by and say, what's up? And then after the game, and I was thinking, what the hell is this guy doing here at 8:30 in the morning? I forgot he did a show in Sacramento. No, I didn't forget.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
But he's got a sweater on, the insiders. My boy, Mr. Ham, Kyle Madsen. Well, Madsen, he's going to do a show from the San Francisco studios today. He's live on remote. He's on a little field trip. Then after the game, overtime, the tradition continues. Mark Grandy, Sturdy Bennett, and Kyle Madsen for 49ers overtime. Gonna be some elbows. Everybody's gonna need their touches, man. Madsen's gonna need his touches. Sturdy's gonna need his touches. You know, Shasky's probably gonna call in. He'll be listening. Good luck with that. Nobody can get touches once Shasky calling in.
I mean, it's not my fault I had to save the day every now and then.
Oh, here you go.
You know?
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you saw it. It was Superhero Saturday over at my brother's house, and all the kids were wearing the superhero things.
Yeah.
So, you know, I might have to put on my superhero cape and call into the postgame show.
We do a superhero Saturday because you sent the picture to us. And
yeah.
We saw it. It was great.
This is adorable.
It was great.
The little boys, Teddy knows how to share. George, we're working on that.
Yeah, baby Chaz right now is wearing her miraculous ladybug pajamas.
Oh,
so
nice.
She's doing that.
Nice.
A lot of times I have to be Cat Noir. But then I like to be Hawk Moth, the evil villain. Akuma, go get him now.
I thought you were going to hit me with a Hawk Tooie.
No, not a Hawk Tooie.
I'm so Hawk Tooie'd out.
Don't talk about that.
You're the only one I've heard about Hawk Tooie for a month.
Stop it.
The podcast and the this.
She's got a podcast now? She's got a podcast?
Of course she does.
She does?
Of course.
It's called Talk Tooie.
No, it is not.
No, it's not. Stop it.
I swear it's called Talk Tooie.
Oh, my God.
Have you subscribed to it?
Well, you know what? You know what? Good for her because they fired her as a teacher, right?
I don't think she ever was a teacher.
Oh, that was a lie? Oh, my gosh.
I heard Odyssey's picking it up, though.
No way.
That's a joke.
Oh.
I'll have to get in a
you
position.
You had me, because that sounds like a Danny Freisinger move.
She'll never guess who's joining us in studio next week.
Oh, man.
Stop that was it. Also a joke.
Oh, man. Somebody disagrees with you, Shasky. 510. Disagree. Brock on last year's Chiefs team wouldn't have made the playoffs. They had one weapon.
Okay, so Pacheco's not a weapon?
No, I guess not.
Kelsey's not a weapon?
Dare
How about
I say,
Rashee Rice, a second-round pick?
What about Jet McKinnon?
And then, did you see that division? Like, the division was atrocious.
It was atrocious. It was.
Who was going to knock them off?
They may not have won the Super Bowl.
No, that I agree with, yeah.
But playoffs, for sure.
I mean,
for sure.
Again, look at that. The division stunk.
Yeah. I mean,
Antonio Pierce is lighting cigars week 17.
I don't,
because the season's over.
It's Mike Singletary 2.0. It is. I had a big argument with Big Dog City. Of course, my best friend Dow, we went to the Terrence Crawford
what
fight.
What was the argument?
The argument, I was like, dude, you got Mike Singletary 2.0. He was like, everybody ripping us. What did you know like about AP? It's like, dude, I think you should have went Harbaugh. What does Harbaugh ever did? It's like, well,
I don't know, won a national championship.
I mean, help the Niners become relevant again in three straight NFC championships. Ask Stafford about Jim Harbaugh going out to the Orange Bowl and whooping up on VTech. I mean, he set that program up for success for another decade. So, I think they missed the boat on that one. But that's enough Raider talk. Let's get back to the Niners. People are fired up.
Raider talk.
Come on, man.
And then their running back is, like, killing it for Green Bay.
Oh, Josh Jacobs?
He looked great.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs in that number 8. Green Bay's in some trouble, though. the better running back on the field was Saquon. I can't get over Saquon.
Well, of course, he's been great.
But he hasn't been on the field. And you know, I tweeted something like, "Hey, man, this is going to have that's a CMC type of deal for Philadelphia, right?
Yeah.
When the Niners traded for CMC, it elevated their offense. This move for Saquon is Swift. I think is a solid running back. He ain't no Saquon Barkley, that's for sure. Saquon Barkley, and people are like, "Whoa, he's not durable." That was a knock on Christian McCaffrey before he came to San Francisco.
Saquon is not durable. Beast.
He's an absolute stud.
He was dominant on that team that went to the playoffs for the New York Giants, even though he was hurt.
Boy, he
was their
fresh.
Whole offense.
He looked fresh in Brazil.
I just don't be just on the Eagles. They're going to be there at the end. We're going to have to find a way either to go through them or someone will have to knock them off before they get to the Niners. I'm telling you, I don't think Jalen Hurts sees the field that well, and I have a hard time unseeing it.
Yeah,
because I watch him make really poor decisions in critical situations, and he did it over and over and over again. I'm not saying he can't have great games, all that, but if that's going to be a constant theme for him this year,
I thought he was a lot better as the game went on, though. I thought he was better, and he ran, but he made some big time throws too. You got to give him some credit, and it's a new system with Kellen Moore. They're running a lot more motions. They were dead last in terms of pre-snap movement last year. They ran motion 68% of the times. And who had it? Who had the stat? Was it Orlovsky or somebody? I forgot where I saw it.
No, they had the stat on the broadcast.
The two interceptions he threw, they didn't motion on the play. So pre-snap motion is going to help him tremendously.
He just holds the ball.
He does hold it. But he'll get better with Kellen Moore. He'll get better. Give him some time. I can't believe I'm backing up a Philadelphia team.
Yeah, I just the whole Kellen Moore thing.
No, but it's the Saquon thing. That's what it is. Saquon and A.J. Brown. When A.J. Brown, Jair Alexander started talking smack to A.J. Brown, and A.J. Brown started dominating. He looked like T.O. That was T.O. 2.0 right there. Oh, wow. Anyway, enough about Philly. Let's get fired up for tonight. Vernucci, Eldorado Hills, what's happening, baby?
What's up, fellas? Happy Monday. Niner Nation, baby, wake the hell up. It's Monday Night Football tonight. And let me tell you, a couple X factors for me. One is that right side of the offensive line. I want to see how Pooney does and to be able to hold down Quentin Williams. And then secondly, it's the 49ers fans, baby. We got to be loud. It's got to be lit on Monday night. And let me tell you, if you guys are looking for a tailgate party, we're going to be there in the green lot. I'm going to be in an F-150 with gold rims with my boy Lawrence Stahl and also Brittany.
Damn,
and then
that's a flex.
A quick happy birthday to Ray Almeida, his wife, Lorraine. But I did write you all a little something. I had a little slam poetry I wanted to tell you all. I was in studio on Friday, but I wanted to give the other roasters an opportunity to be able to speak with you all. So I didn't know if I could drop a little slam poetry for Monday night to get everyone fired up.
Drop it on us.
All right, here we go, baby. And this is a perspective of what you all have done for me since the pandemic, and it's just the love that I know I have and I share with everyone else here on 95.7. Oh, baby, Bonte and Chasky, two kids from the Bay. Now, living out a dream talking sports every day. Giants, 49ers, Warriors on the rise. From 6 to 10, they got the city alive. Born and bred in the town, now they sit on the mic, breaking it all down. It's more than just hype. From Candlestick Days to Steph's deep threes, they're talking legacy, history, everything with ease. Two Bay boys living out what they love. Morning roast on 95.7, that's the Bay above. Man, the pandemic hit me hard, and everything crashed. Business gone, lost hope in a flash. Battling the Delta, couldn't catch my breath. Black mole creeping, I was close to death. But yo, Bonte and Chasky, they kept me sane. Their voices every morning like sunshine in the rain. Talking sports was what brought peace to my mind. When the world turned dark, they were my lifeline. This show wasn't just noise, it was saving my soul. Through every struggle, they helped me make me whole. From the North Bay to the South, East Bay to the West, Highway 80 to 50, you know who's the best. Morning Roast connects us all, that's a fact. People from all corners calling in, giving back. Juice, Fumo, Mike, always spitting their truth. And Dante Wiley, said Ignatius in the booth. Countrywide listeners, Bay Area pride. From the hills to the flats, we all ride side by side. It's more than just a show, it's a family vibe. Bring us together no matter where we reside. Papa Shasky up in the heaven with a grin, looking down at his son, proud of the win. Morning Roaster legend, his spirit in the air. Shasky carries on with the love beyond compare. Bonte by his side, they're holding it down. For the love of the Bay, for the streets and the town. They're not just talking sports, they're talking life. Helping people through struggle, through all of the strife. Big thanks to Covey, Kate, and Lowe for holding it down. During the pandemic, you kept the Bay from wearing a frown. Guru and Simons from 10 to 2, always on the grind. And Dibs with Willard, afternoons blowing my mind. Matt Nahegan, the boss, running 95.7 with pride. taking sports talk higher. He's the Bay's top guy. Big props to Loveman, Spadoni, and Jesse Moore. The masterminds making sure this show soars. From the Bay to beyond, this crew's the dream team. Morning Rose keeps it real. Keeps the whole city gleam. Bang, bang, Nana gang. Let's go, baby!
Wow.
Mark the tape. Song of the year?
Poet of the year, no doubt about
poet.
It. Poet. He's a poet.
Well, I think we've got enough poems and freestyles now that they're going to be their own separate categories in the Doobie Awards.
Wow.
Sam's so excited someone referenced him.
reference a lot.
Yeah, he does. Sam's popular these days. I go out and about, like, man, how's Loveman doing? They ask me, the tweets me talking.
Adam, it's too much for me.
They say Spadoni's just mad, miserable.
They're not wrong.
I tuned in to pregame.
You don't want that happening. I just needed a win yesterday, guys, and they just couldn't do it for me.
I was in the shower the first 5 minutes of the pregame show today. I needed it.
I don't even know how long it took me to get to the Raiders game. It was probably like 3 minutes in.
Oh, no, it didn't take long. I can hear the tone. I'm in the shower saying, just get to it, Spadoni. Get to SoFi. Big Dog City walked out doing a video. And SoFi Stadium said, I know y'all talking. Don't come on TL talking mess. I'm like, boy, Raider fans now bad already.
I wish I had Big Dog's confidence after a game like that. Well, maybe that's just how he is. But
no,
that was the most gutless punt in the history of the NFL. 4th and 1, down 6 at the Chargers 40-yard line. You're Antonio Pierce talking all the smack about everything, and you punt the ball, leaning on the defense is getting gashed in the second half. Please.
Joe,
that was gutless.
Playing Gardner Minshew at quarterback is the equivalent of playing Michael Conforto every single day.
That's a great comp. At least Michael Conforto hits home runs. I don't know what Gardner Minshew does. Dump off to Alexander Mattison.
You and Michael Conforto, man. Johnny's got bigger problems than Michael Conforto.
He's garbage.
The whole damn team's garbage. come on, man. Like, what are you doing? Michael Conforto is the reason.
No, I'm just
saying. He's got bigger issues than Michael Conforto.
He's the avatar for my frustration.
Oh, man. From one poem to one freestyle.
Uh-oh.
Duke in the city.
Let's go.
Stand up. What's happening, Duke?
What's up, Duke?
Come on, man. You already know what it is, man. Niner mob, Niner gang, bang, bang, the Niner empire, whatever we calling it, just what we do. But Duke, that was sick with yours, but now I'm going to hit y'all with some bars, man. You know how we do it, man. The man with the plan, Shanahan in white, got the social on his mind, got the Jets tonight. B.A. running hard, a sick boy, it's a drag, it's a touchdown play, because he got a big bag. Now his family celebrate, and they flashing the band. Debo coming through, side guarding the cross. Swiftly and gently, got the Niners that I see with that boy Rick Ross, or another judge down by our party with sauce, with a hey, diddle, diddle, kiddo down the middle, YouTube and Twitch. You know, like the sizzle, A1, 2 gap, McGaffrey on the fiddle. If you see the red smoke, probably mean game over. Niners done mowed down one more opponent. If you play our team, you better be a opponent. We ready.
Let's go.
We ready.
To ride. All the Niner Mob Empire gang. Let's go.
Let's go.
Baby.
Oh, baby. Duke in the view. Duke in the view. He's running away with the freestyle of the year. He even paused real quick. He's like, hold up. It found his flow. It brought it back.
I'm so pumped. My favorite thing is when you come into the parking lot and you're going in slow because traffic, and then it's like slowing down. You roll down the windows. You're playing your music, okay? You got to have the right play set on.
You're so right.
You smell the barbecue.
Right. You're so right.
What?
You smell the barbecue and you smell other things.
Oh, well, of course you do that. Then you see the guy who's got the chair that's mobile, you know, the lounge chair that he rolls around in.
Oh, yeah.
And then you see that freeloader, you know, banjo man. And then you're going around. And you see the 408 Empire flags, and you're like, let's go. You can't wait to park. And you're slowly creeping in. Everyone's high-fiving. You see the stadium, and it's just, there's just something about that parking lot.
Call me a sicko, but you're right about the drive down. I think about the drive down to Levi's way too much. Way too much. Even 2 days ago, I was like, all right, I think I'm going to leave the house around 145, maybe 2, like, thinking about gas and the highway and how it's going to look, what shades I'm going to wear. Like, I'm just thinking.
Playlist.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking about what shades I'm going to wear, what's the fit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be the press box today.
Being so in the press you think box. You're like Steph Curry, like showing up to the arena?
No, it's just for myself. It's for myself. It's you know.
Is that Bonte Hill driving in with the Charger?
No. The Charger's got over 100,000 miles. I was talking about my boy Santana. You know Santana. We play his music all the time. Yeah. Shout out to Santana. I read it to him yesterday. He goes, you know, my wife's car's always got 95.7 a game on it. She's like, oh, and his son. He loves it. He's like, keep it on, Bonte and Shasker, my boys. That's my guys. Keep it on.
Let's go.
So Santana, he's got something brewing soon. He was like, I may need you before he came in the video. And I'm like, dude, being in music videos is what I live for, man. I wanted to be a rapper so bad. I had no flow. But no, I'm thinking about the fit, the drive down, the music. The music's got to be on point.
Of course.
The music has to hit. So what's the playlist today? What is on Jasky's playlist?
11-5. Gotta have 11-5.
Gotta have 11-5.
You got 11-5 in the house. I'm not going to say the parts, you know, but that's definitely in the mix. Gotta have some Nicotina. Gotta have some Mac Dre. Gotta have some E-40. I mean, those are mandatory. And then I like to mix it up with a little Huey Lewis. Okay. Gotta have a little Huey All Lewis, right. Because when I think of the 80s and the glory days, I think of Huey Lewis.
So let me ask you this, because I'm like in the moment type of guy.
Yeah.
Would Sabrina Carpenter be appropriate?
I don't even know who that is.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you guys back there, I know Matson knows Sabrina Carpenter. Spadoni, London, you guys know Sabrina Carpenter? She's got that espresso song. She's got this other song.
Please, please, please.
No, Bad Chim. Bad Chim or something like that, or whatever it is. I don't know. I'm a big Sabrina Carpenter fan. But some Big X of Plugs is going to be played. I'm the biggest. I'm the baddest. And that's okay. How I feel about Devo right. And Big Trent. When they walk out with that boo box, what's going to be on their playlist? Uh-huh. I feel like some Mexican OT may be in the rotation.
And then you got to play what I call one of my favorite songs of all time, Leviti and Be Legit. Would you come and swoop me? I'm in your city. Would you come and swoop me? You know exactly what song I'm talking about. Spadoni, come on, man. No?
Yeah,
no, what are you pointing?
No, it's Spadoni. He's got some things cooking. Got some things cooking.
City to city, Leviti and Be Legit. I don't care what anyone says. Every time I hear that, it's like dun dun dun. And there's just something about that song that gets me fired up for Niner football.
Well, we need to get fired up because Travis King spent $19.99 on our super chat.
Got big money.
Quote, we needed to hear that Travis King featuring E40, 49er faithful official to hype up the Bay Area. So. I'll get on that.
He spent $20? Dude, Travis King is swimming in dollars these days, man. Damn. Right on, Travis. We appreciate it.
Faithful ride with me.
Yeah.
That is a hitter.
It's a banger.
It's a hitter.
He's got the new one, too. He's got the They Not Like Us remix.
Yeah.
That's going to be a hit. Let's go to Alex in Atlanta.
You
Alex.
Bump City to City, Be Legit?
I love City to City.
Dude,
are you
kidding
me? Be
Legit at so many Candlestick games.
Come on, Be Legit. One of my favorite songs of all time. We never got to my top five playlist. We got the Lovemans and Shaskies. What do mine?
All we have to do is turn on another radio station. No, it's all Jay-Z songs.
No. 17 Reasons. 17 Reasons, the first song. The first song would be Legit. I'm a Southwest rider. Yeah. What? Are you kidding me?
There's about five bangers on that one. Yeah, Scotty.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Put the phone on your butt. It's a booty call.
Let's go to the... Unofficial statistician of the morning roast. It's Alex in Atlanta. Must be football season, Alex. Although I see your tweets all the time about the Giants, and trust me, the Giants are frustrating. But I do believe a new day's coming October 1st. You'll be able to pop some champagne October 1st when it pertains to the Giants. But go ahead, Alex. It's your time.
All right, Bonte, first of all, I can't watch a Niners game this season without listening to a little California Love before the game starts. Ooh. So I got to throw that track in there. Okay, shout out
classic.
That track. But
yeah.
First of all, I think, you know, we got to take into consideration the Jets had a great defense last year despite their mediocre record and their incredibly mediocre offense. I mean, Pro Football Focus, you know, ranked these guys, gave these guys a grade of a 91. I think that was the highest grade they gave out for a defensive unit last year. They had the top-rated coverage unit. A lot of that had to go to, you know, give credit to Sauce Gardner there. They had the second lowest first down conversion rate in the league last year at only 24.9%. But I will say this, they're very susceptible to the run. They were giving up an average of 124 rushing yards a game last year, gave up 14 rushing touchdowns. That was 25th in the league. So I think the Niners got to go the route of, you know, establish the ground game early with McCaffrey, maybe, you know, spell in some Jordan Mason early on, get that ground game going, grind out the New York Jets defense, and then open up the passing game that way. I think the Niners are going to win this game 23-14. I think you're going to see Aaron Rodgers throw a couple picks. I think Mooney Ward's going to come away with one of those picks, and I think it's going to be a good start to the season tonight.
I love it. I love it. What's so funny now? What's happening?
I love the YouTube comments. I seen Bonte in the parking lot in his Charger at the Saints game preseason. Blood acted like he was Steph Curry.
No, stop it. I was with my family. Shut the hell up. See, this is my problem. This is my problem. Steph is a man of the people. So I do, you know what? Being compared to Steph Curry one way is a good thing. He was at the U.S. Open.
Just smile.
I was at the U.S. Open. I had the family. I had baby Chaz on the shoulders. We were walking. And Bonte Hill stops for everybody. He shakes heads. He says hello. He gets their names, even though he forgets them. Well, Philly Dave, he's all in my DMs now. Hi, you like Saquon? You got a break? Well, Saquon's on one of our fantasy teams, and I feel really good about it. So, I still like the fans in Philadelphia more. So, they've always got good players. And in the Mitchell and Estor, Anna says something that I agree with her. She goes, babe, I'm not going to lie. Eagles gear go hard. He goes, Philly got some sick gear. And I was like, yeah, the Kelly Greens are one of the best jerseys in football.
Yeah.
The Randy Cunninghams go crazy.
What'd you make of the New York Giants going to those throwbacks?
I like them, but they're terrible.
They're horrible.
They're a terrible team. You don't like the uniforms?
No, they're horrible.
I like the helmet.
Okay. They're horrible.
You don't think the uniforms
I think New York Giants, I think of the NY or Giants across the helmet. I do not think of those jerseys.
Yeah, no.
I think of Michigan when I see those jerseys.
I mean, they're just a bad team. I picked them in the pick'em to win the game. I was like, Giants got to win somehow. And I don't believe in Sam Darnold like that. All of a sudden, Minnesota's going into their home opener feeling good, feeling really good about them. And that's going to be a trap game next week. So, Niners got to come out fast in this one. They got to come out fast. And I think that with a fast start in the lead, I really think with just one good half of football to open up the season, they'd be able to wash away all the noise.
One drive.
All the noise goes away. Everything goes away. So, that's why I want them to fast. Because if they do... Like, I'm not even going to put this out in the ethos, and I don't believe they're going to lose this game. But if they do, tomorrow is going to be a you-know-what. It's going to be an S show because everybody's going to, oh, well, the offseason, oh, the hold-ins, the hold-outs, McCaffrey, oh, no, the sky's falling, 0-1. A loss tonight would be devastating for this fan base. It really would be.
I'm not even talking that into existence.
No, I'm not talking into an existence.
Let me give you five plays that I have to see tonight. Are you ready for that?
I am ready for you.
I don't want to hear about negativity.
It's not negative. I'm just telling you. I'm ready for games. Hey, we got to keep it real. We got to play both sides of the table.
Can't just say spread.
win, because you know if there's not a W and there's an L, you know what tomorrow's going to bring.
I'm not even thinking like that. It's Monday Night Football. The Niners own. Give me Monday Night Football music. That's what I want for tonight.
So you
want
to know the Monday Night Records? Monday Night Records all time. Seattle by win percentage is number one. They're 31-12. The Steelers, number two. 56-31-1. The Niners, third all time when it comes to wins on Monday Night Football. They are 52-31. The third best winning percentage on Monday Night Football in the history of Monday Night Football. So they are very successful. Although Aaron Rodgers, the last time he lost on Monday Night Football, Shasky, was this right here.
The Packers playing at the goal line as Wilson scrambles to keep it alive. The game's final play is a Wilson loft to the end zone, which is fought for by Tate with Jennings simultaneous. Who has it? Who do they give it to? Touchdown! One guy goes up, touchdown. The other said no time. Has to be looked at because it's a score.
Russell Wilson making a play is under review.
You can't go to replay to determine who caught the ball. So that call has to be made on the field. You see the one guy go up touchdown and the other go tied out like it's a pick.
How does MD Jennings not get credit for the interception? I have no idea.
I tell you what, man. This John Gruden has a spot in television, man.
That's... It's the last time Rodgers lost on Monday Night Football.
That was one of the great moments with the replacement, refs ruining everything for everyone.
Everything.
Golden Tate's such a liar.
Oh, ruining everything.
I hate that guy.
Oh, that was so bad. That was so bad. But that's the last time he lost on Monday Night Football.
12 years. So he's won 10 straight Monday Night Football games, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, but he also hasn't faced us. So let's do this. All right, let's go. Let's go. Bring on him. Bring him on.
All right, give me the music.
Five plays. Five plays.
He's got to see.
Number five.
No bonus plays? No honorable mentions? Nothing? Because last time you did like 10 plays.
Okay, this is a regular season.
All right, you're dialed in. You're dialed in. All right.
First play of the game. I need a Debo Jeff sweep pop pass, shoulder right into Sauce Gardner on the sidelines. And I need Debo to jump up. Woo! And I need George Kittle to headbutt him right after it. You know you want it. I want it too. Let's see if these Jets want it. Let's see if they are physical enough to take the Debo pounding. The offseason of Debo is going to showcase itself tonight. I've got Debo with 150 all-purpose yards. And it starts on the first play of the game, which is a jet sweep pop pass type of a play where he goes flying on this end around. And it's, oh, here we go, Sauce. Do you want to tackle? Who's ready to see it? That's play number five.
I don't think Sauce wants to tackle. I've watched him plenty of times. I don't know if he really wants to tackle. I don't know if he's about that life. We'll see. We'll see you tonight.
Play number four.
Number four.
We're setting up. We got an offset eye. Kittle is on the right-hand side of the formation. Juice comes in motion going to the left. I hike it. I play action to that side. Kittle comes dragging across the formation, making a linebacker have to stay with him, and we know no linebacker can stay with George Kittle. Purdy, play action, flips the hips, comes right back around, throws to the vacated spot, a simple little 3-4 yard drag crosser to George Kittle as he makes a play, headbutts a linebacker and a safety, goes over him, flips the ball, and gives you one of those. You know exactly what it is. That's the second play of the game I have to see right off the rip. Now Debo's touched it. Now Kittle's touched it. Bang!
That's a Shanahan staple play, the little play action pass, drag across the formation, going the other way. You got a free defender coming in, so Purdy's going to probably have to make a play on the perimeter, make a move here and there, and flip the jerk. Enough with the headbutts, Don. I want concussions. I'm going to get headbutts, concussions. Just trick somebody over. Just run them over.
Play number three.
Number three.
Play number three is a simple one. They run this a lot, and I actually found out what it's called. It's called Rider, all right? It's a sail play, all right? It's a play action play that the Niners run a lot. And you saw Trey Lance run this. You've seen Jimmy Garoppolo run this. Wait.
Where'd you find out what the play was there? Where'd you find out the name call?
Well, there's a guy who's, understands great throwers of the football, and he names some of these plays. Well, they told me this was the Rider formation. So you have Ayuk on the left side. You have Debo on the right side, okay? Usually you bring Kittle across the formation in motion because you know that the Niners like to motion a lot. It's a play action where the quarterback takes a deep drop. Ayuk clears out the entire left side as Debo comes up and over as he's sailing on a deep crosser, if you will, and he goes back to the vacated area that Ayuk clears out, and you throw a nice little rhythm pass that's going to come up and over in a shoulder of Debo Samuel. To me, they are running the Rider play, which is a deep play action sail pass. You know exactly which one it is.
It's the perfect
intermediate route that Purdy throws so brilliantly. That's play number three, Agency. And I'm waiting until at least the second or third series for that one.
Yeah, that's a play that I run on NCAA. You send a guy deep, two defenders go to free safety or the strong safety and a corner, and then, boom, if you get enough time to throw the ball, now you got to have time to make this play happen. So hopefully the offensive line holds up, but I like that play a lot.
Midway through the second quarter, you're going to see this play, number two.
Number two.
After they've established the run, after opening things up with the passing, getting everybody touches, I need to see it. I need to see it. A simple little smoke screen to Debo Samuel in the flat, and I want to see him just run right through Jets linebackers. And if Kinlaw happens to be in the way, then so be it. Kinlaw's got to go down, and he's got to go down hard.
Ooh, Mook Dog, he's in the building. Mook Dog's back. Look, Dog is back, but we're going to see smoke screens. It's another Shanahan staple. They've always go for a receiver screen or two, right?
I have a feeling Cowings gets one of these, too.
Cowings would be nice. I wonder how much he's going
to
play.
It feels very predictable, though, if he comes out in and you just throw to him right away.
No, you can't
so
do
I think
that.
He needs to run a couple of routes before that they just go to him. But to me, like, I'm telling you, this is a Debo game. That's why I've got three Debo plays lined up here.
You got three Debo plays. So the last one is going to be a Debo play.
No, it is
not. No plays for BA? Because that you got.
I got the Debo Jet Sweep pop pass to start the game.
Yep.
I got the IU clear out, which is a Debo pass over on the sale.
Yep.
Ryder.
And now you got a smoke screen.
And now I got the Debo
smoke
screen.
And now you got the Kittle's drag.
These are plays I have to see tonight.
All right. And number one.
The number one play that the Niners run. And it's the obvious one. Number one, you gonna?
He just did.
Oh,
it.
I didn't even hear it. Yeah, I'm sorry. The number one play is this one.
A wise man once said, "Shask." No, I'm not gonna.
Adam is too much for me.
CMC toss play to the left. This is CMC toss play. It's very simple. You just toss it to the left. I got Brendel pulling. I got Banks pulling. I've got Trent Williams pulling. And CMC's going to the short side of the field as all the linebackers come flowing. And then it's
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get styled. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.